Well, hello, superstars, and welcome back to another episode of Word Up with Danny Katz. Today I am joined by Mitch, the Oregon donor, and this was an impromptu conversation inspired by the fires that, at the date of this recording, are still raging in Los Angeles. Mitch's realm of expertise is frequency, geoengineering, chemtrails, all of those things. And so I was very excited to have Mitch on to help us contextualize and understand what is going on in Los Angeles. Before we dive into today's conversation, I am inviting you to click that subscribe button, to like, to share, to comment, to share with all of your nearest and dearest. I'm also reminding you to sign up for my newsletter at dannykatz.com. And to buckle up and prepare to enjoy my conversation with Mitch, the Oregon donor. Mitch, the Oregon donor, welcome to Word Up. How's it going?
I'm doing really well. And I have watched you for some time, and I was really excited the other day when you reached out and said, like, you want to come on my show and talk about this? And I was just like, holy shit. yeah. So thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. It's my pleasure and my honor. And just to catch the audience up to speed, as well as, so like, I will record shows several weeks and even months before they come out. So I do have like this long line of interviews waiting to come out. And at this moment, LA has been on fire for about a week. We're recording on, what is it, the 14th? And you were one of the few people, you know, in addition to myself, who were just calling it out from the get-go. So I felt like, because this is timely, because this is relevant, I'm cutting you in front of the line. I want to talk about HAARP, frequency war, DEWs, geoengineering, like all the things that I know are your realm of expertise. And I'm so grateful that you said yes and are willing to come on and help us understand what is going on right now in our crazy inferno of a world.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm kind of at the point where, you know, I always joke about like the Twilight Zone. Usually when I add locations to an Instagram post anymore, you know, I used to put where I lived or what I was talking about. Now I just put like Twilight Zone Earth, because it really, everything that's been going on with the fires, and I know that we're not having any kind of a consciousness pissing contest, and everybody's got their ability to learn things and see things and dissect things. And so it's not, I want to, you know, just wouldn't want anyone to think like, oh, well, he's figured it all out. But that there are certain components to these things that I have seen right out of the gate as soon as the fire started, mm-hmm. where I'm seeing sort of a de-evolution of, in my opinion, of the truther angle on this, the truther movement. And I'm picking up this piece from a lot of other people. As you nod your head, I'm like, I bet she knows where I'm going with this, that we've had 5 years of sort of just hitting the ground running, and it's just one psyop and another this and another agenda and another attack, whatever, that when stuff like this happens, everyone knows it's a smart city for this, and this is what's, you know, Klaus Schwab and blah, blah, blah. And so I have seen certain things that I sort of predicted, at least for myself and my own work with the Oregon and Oregon Energy and the tower busting. I saw a future where these certain conversation topics running rampant were going to be a major contributor to continued deception. And so when someone says, you know, oh, it's like you use the word, it's, for me, it's a dirty word. It's DEW, dues. I've talked with our friend Emily about this too. And she joked with me once about, she's like, oh yeah, you mean the Jewish space lasers? and I, we had a good laugh about it. But I'm the one over here kind of in my own arena looking at the HAARP network. And when I say HAARP, I mean the EMF bubble, not a location in Alaska, and the triangulation and the pinpointing and the utilization of frequency in this world that I call the Twilight Zone. And so it's interesting over this last week, and really for me quite traumatic, to see some of the things playing out And I know we'll touch into them and all. And as I said before, the cameras rolled, like I'll have you kind of reel me back in, so I'm not like, what is the word, tangential is important in this. And so it's that I'm seeing things discussed that are on the surface valid. They're all a part of the conversation, but that there's always this deeper explanation. And it's sort of like, for me, I can talk about busting towers with Organite or trying to make it rain with a cloud buster, and that's all fine and dandy, but that there's a deeper component when you get into the why that LA is not on fire just because of smart cities or new gruesome Newsome or whatever. It's there's this energetic component that's connected to our consciousness, that's connected to the advancement of that consciousness, our level of awareness and where we are in this reality, and all of the frequency manipulation that's gone on to essentially weave through the fabric of reality and mold this twilight zone into becoming what it is. So hopefully I didn't just, I'm like, I just went right there. But yeah, that's what I'm seeing. So
I
yeah.
love it. I didn't I'm excited because I didn't re realize that we were going to be going into the realms of like ontology, right? And how we're being like shaped and molded by frequency, which I'm super excited to go into. So what I saw, you know, the fires broke out last week, and I was actually not posting on it at all. I was just checking in with my friends and my family and just really keeping my nose out of it until I saw a bunch of truthers posting like, now's not the time for conspiracy theory. Now is not the time to be blaming this on, you know, frequency weapons. There is such a thing as climate change. And as you know, you're familiar with my work. I don't like guardrails being put up around what I am or am not allowed to talk about. And I do believe there is value in correcting the public record because these false narratives start to take hold in people's consciousness, and it's much harder to wake people up and shake them out of these fictions. To me, it feels more efficient to just deal with the truth right off the bat. So that was kind of when I started to weigh in. I noticed, I think it was around maybe 2016, 2017, when they set the Getty on fire in LA. And it was again one of those fires that like melted steel and blue things aren't touched by it. And all of a sudden it was like it's wildfire season. It was the same time that the fires of a similar ilk were breaking out in Northern California. And as a native, I was like, no, this is not the season. This is not how it goes. So that's when I started to attune myself. But I know very little about it, obviously, compared to you. So I'd love it if you could just start to like move us through it slowly. Like, you know, I'm your basic audience. I have a kindergartner understanding of this, how frequency is being manipulated and what's really going on.
Yeah, so anyone who's watching this, I imagine we're all familiar with like the HAARP facility. We're familiar with Doppler radar. Every one of us has probably seen the infographics and the videos. You know, this was popular around the hurricanes. That screen of the United States, it's got the blue blinking and it's all like the blue traveling through, and all of those things. You know, there's a truth to it. There's a weight to say, there are these frequency weapons creating this bubble, and this bubble is essentially ionizing the sky. It's ionizing the realm. But when you approach it from the angle, like I'm the Organite guy, and I get that. Like some people may see what I'm doing and just be like, well, you are throwing the Organite at the tower or burying something, whatever. And like, what do you know about this? It's that taking in all these components of things, like when I listen to Alana Freeland talking about, her the book Under an Ionized Sky is a prime example of this, and figuring out, like, when you look at that and you look at symbolism, you look at occult language, you look at all these different puzzle pieces, even listening to you or Emily or like FPV Angel, and why rainbows are in the sky in the certain locations and particle accelerators under the ground. It's like you start to see this machine, or essentially the mechanism behind manipulating reality. And it's this idea that, like, when you look at the coding of things like a Wi-Fi router that's sitting in everyone's house, there's a reason we call those Wi-Fi routers gateways. There's a reason, and so people are like, "Well, EMF is bad," and I get that. People say, all these radio waves are bad, essentially because they're incoherent with biological life. There's a type of destruction that comes with them. But then when you dig a little bit deeper into the weirder stuff that no one wants to talk about, which is like the work of in this case for me, it's Wilhelm Reich, the idea of some parasitic force or entity. It gets labeled as aliens. It's not aliens. This isn't about aliens, and I don't know enough about that. That's like the Area 51 concept of grays and all that stuff. I don't know. But that there is some sort of energy out there that is sort of emitting this web that creates an artificial overlay over the natural realm. And for me, if we even had that, so I always tell people if we had this conversation 8 years ago, I would have just said, bust the towers, fix the weather, and move on. And then even a year ago, I would say, there's this overlay, they're creating it over the natural realm. But then I know now today people are arguing over whether or not was this place hijacked, or is this place just a prison planet, or is it hell on earth, or whatever. I mean, I don't. Whatever, I'm trying to figure out my own things. But what I do see is the manipulation of those frequencies and then start connecting these puzzle pieces. And in the case of, these pieces I come across, like I throw out Eric Dollard's name a lot. I've heard you and Emily talk about him. Very just, I mean, genius level person, sort of hiding in out in the interwebs. But essentially, I listened to him on the Higher Side Chats, and I never heard it when it aired. I heard it just a few years ago, years after he had done this episode, but he was talking about how we build this technology to essentially create the we're creating a demon portal and just bringing that evil right into this world to take over. And it's a big concept, like, because people want to see just the physical stuff. They can see the fires, they can see a smart meter explode. And so when you look at things like from the organite angle, and you look at things in the sky and what's happening, like with the chemtrails and the ripples that we see, and you start learning about the ether and electricity and what's happening inside of a dirty electricity bubble, then it's like, oh, all these ideas that we have, while they're great and they're puzzle pieces, they really don't answer what in the hell is going on. And the concepts of the ether, I mean, I don't even fully understand the ether, because and I've actually confronted, I don't talk about this much because I don't want anyone to come after me specifically in the human form for it, but I did have a chance. I had an opportunity in 2017 after gifting Organite for about a year or year and a half. I had an opportunity to confront that theoretical physicist, Michio K Kaku, Kaku, Cuckoo. And it was an event where I did post it on my Instagram because I was able to find a recording of the event, and I quoted exactly what it was, but I knew someone who hosted the event. And the reason I bring this up is I was able to ask a question that, ironically or coincidentally enough, it was like event done. And what it was I had asked him, again, he was just doing a Q&A, it was after a luncheon, room full of science nerds, and then me, completely out of place. And I had asked on my little piece of paper, and the person hosting the event gave it to him. I couldn't believe, my heart was racing, I was terrified out of my mind. I thought I was going to prison because I didn't know anything other than like David Icke type stuff and InfoWars. I was new to so much. But I had asked the question, about what are your thoughts on using orgone energy or etheric energy to combat the global geoengineering agenda? So I asked it in a way that was, and actually I said to combat HAARP and the geoengineering agenda. So I'd worded it in a way that there was no weaseling out of it. And I posted on my Instagram and on my blog at the time, when I had a Tumblr blog before I had my website. I posted in quotes, and I still have the recording, access to the recording of it, but that it was a bunch of rigmarole about the law of thermodynamics. And he was like, people want to they feel like they want to get something for nothing, and that would be great. And he's trying to talk about the concept of like getting energy off of nothing, and that's essentially orgone energy, life energy, the chi, the prana, all this stuff, zero point, whatever we want to call it. That's the territory you're going into when you start playing with, you know, these types of toys or these concepts. And so it was such a terrible explanation. And of course, his handler, that was when I was learning about handlers, but a handler kind of got him, and the luncheon was, it was like, oh yeah, you know, that's enough for today, and we got to be on our way. And I thought that was really interesting. And so I kind of started going more into this idea of the ether, the etheric, and I learned about Trevor James Constable. I was learning about the concept of something called ether damming, which is when you can build up a barrier in the ether, the flow of the ether, which is the energy that carries the jet stream. And so it's like those types of pieces over the years have told me, and really using, I'm jumping the gun when I say this, I'll quickly jump back, I promise. Sure. But like this is a power wand, and I'm starting to talk more about these types of what I would call active orgone devices, things that involve playing Harry Potter, basically. You can do the process of ether damming, and you are stalling this energy to build up a concentration of energy to like build clouds, improve rainfall, things like that. So when the rest of the world is online talking about the mysterious fog recently, what I see from my own experiments and from anything I'm taking in from all these different sources over almost 9 years now, my first thought is they just spent the month of December and into January stalling energy all over the planet, now assuming that what people are saying about their fog is true. Mm-hmm. And I think they were telling the truth. It's like, whatever it is, we don't know exactly what it is. We don't know why it's happening, but I'm here to say, I think they were stalling the natural flow of energy all over the world. Mm-hmm. They were essentially jam-packing a vacuum effect that would later be built up and then released on Los Angeles, which could potentially explain the 100-mile-an-hour, or, you know, it would explain a lot of things. It would explain Maui and the wind. It would explain the hurricanes with Helene and Milton. It would explain, you know, it's like, these are the things I see to where I say, okay, this is not a plane flying around, you know, like we're fixated on a government that's shooting lasers from the sky, or we're, you know, so it's like, I'm not saying certain things absolutely don't exist. I'm saying the process by which we have, like, we've gotten so comfortable as a truth community, conspiracy community, all of it. We've gotten so relaxed because we've been proven right on lots of things, that we sort of throw the baby out when, you know, we get this idea, it must be that. Mm-hmm. And these puzzle pieces I've been putting together for so long, you know, this is a trigger for a lot of people, but like, I am one of the few people out there, I don't believe that chemtrails are aluminum, barium, and strontium. Mm-hmm. But the only reason I don't, if you go on my website and you look at like the, we can flip around if you want to share the screen or whatever, and I can get some things queued up. Sure. But like lines in the sky and different reactions to things coming out of airplanes that instead of pluming out and filling the sky and looking like smoke, they look like spaghetti noodles, and they start seizing and spinning like double helixes. They break apart. They kind of look like roller coaster tracks up in the sky. Mm-hmm. And you can see like almost like these lines. It's like a frequency war. There is something smacking into this other thing that's got a frequency on the ground blasting it to try and make it work. Mm-hmm. And so doing the work I do, comparing it with other people who've done the same thing, it's like, this is so interesting. We put like earth pipes in the ground around these high EMF sources, and those things in the sky behave differently. The global warming stuff, the heat waves, the, you know, I've mapped a lot of this stuff out on my projects on my website or through blog posts over several years. But like when I came to Arizona to do all of this with my Orgonite, and the idea was stop HARP, stop the tower, stop the frequency fence, then all these other components of this reality started breaking apart. the heat waves and the lack of monsoons becoming, you know, two, three, four of some of the best monsoons we've ever had, and seeing correlations with COVID and the lockdowns and the expansion of 5G, it's like, I hear everything from everyone all over the planet. I have more emails in my inbox than I know I could ever get to in my life. But to hear all these stories and these coinky dinks and compile all this data, all these experiments, it's just like, when I see something like the LA fire, I'm not thinking that it's just, you know, the people we see on the news running around with a blowtorch. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that, you know, you can ionize the space between, if we both live next to each other and we have smart meters on our homes, they can send flame through an ionized, like the smoke, the particles, not even smoke. It's just the ionization. It's electrons will transport flame. So you end up with, if this is a map of a neighborhood, and let's say you've got all the houses lined like this and all the trees are the opposite direction, you can pull that fire from one house to the next, to the next, to the next, because of all the electromagnetism that has been building up around inside and outside of these homes. So this fence that I call it, this grid, it's encompassing pretty much everything at this point, but it's really difficult to get it across to, like, especially someone new to the idea of HAARP, because when people learn about HAARP, they're like, oh, it's that facility in Alaska. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's that cell phone in your pocket. It's mm-hmm. the smartwatch on your wrist. And so there's all these bigger components feeding into this fence. And then once you create that fence or that gateway, then that's when you can start to basically play God. I know, okay. That's like, you're like, Jesus criminy, Mitch, tone it down.
No, no, don't tone it down. Definitely don't. Okay, I want to walk us through this super slowly, because I heard you reference the realm earlier on. Does that tie into, like, what are we living in? Are we actually on a natural organic globe bound by gravity and the other laws of nature that they're talking about? Or just from a fundamental place, is it different than that?
Well, there's what my opinion is that I'll say first, and then, but in a nutshell, I don't know. Because mm-hmm. when I hear people argue about, like, I'm one of those people, and it pisses off a lot of people, share their piece with me, is the world round or flat, mm-hmm. Or a simulation or hollow, whatever. And I'm like, I don't know. I really don't, because everything, I'm just at the point where I'm like, everything is a lie. Everything is a magic trick, really. We live in a magic trick realm. But I do think everything is, like, when we think of how many people, we've all heard this, we've all probably said it at one point to other people. The movie They Live is mm-hmm. a documentary. Mm-hmm. The movie The Matrix is a documentary. The mm-hmm. movie Dark City is a documentary. If you look at those movies, look at how we've all been talking about it. And like the sunglasses in They Live, they allow people to see something that is blocked. Well, what is it blocked by? Well, in the end of the movie, spoiler alert for anyone, it's essentially a tower. It's a frequency. And I didn't see that movie. I was one of the last people to see it. I was late to that party. But when I saw it, I thought, oh, holy shit. Yeah, it's basically like a cell tower on top of skyscraper is mm-hmm. the idea. Once that tower was blown up by what's-his-face, then all of a sudden the movie ends, but everybody can see now, and mm-hmm. the hypnosis is gone. In Dark City, they're manipulating the reality. There's no physical moving parts other than the cities are moving in the middle of the night and becoming new matter, physical matter. And mm-hmm. I talked with Emily about this stuff too, about thought. We all can kind of agree, I think, that like thoughts become things, manifestation. There's a key component in there. A lot of people know my thoughts on like the new age concept behind that. I don't think it works like that, but that there's a reason for the phrase, be careful what you wish for. Mm-hmm. That we really do manifest, but I think there's a code. But then in the Matrix, it's like when you look at the the going into the machine, we're made to think it's just simply a machine, you know, but they go into the simulation that they're in, and they can essentially play God once they know the code with it. They know the, you know, and someone's on a computer tapping whatever, and they've got all their guns and weapons and stuff. But when you think about like the agents, you think about the architect, you think about the Oracle, they are bouncing around in this realm. And especially in the case of the agents, like bouncing between NPCs, when I see people out there now, and I for this long time, no one wants to criticize, everyone wants to be nice, I get that. But I do often think that like the concept of an NPC is just a meat suit that lacks the spark. It lacks the natural spark, that if you are essentially building on awareness and you, you know, you are a human doing it's like you're doing all the things right. You're trying to seek the truth in a deceptive world. You're trying to be human in an inhumane world. You're trying to find nature and the absolute truth in a world that is sometimes anything but that. And so then there's the other ones, and the other ones may be filled with, like in the case of the movies, a parasite or a program, a download, the things that make them, you know, line up for the 10th booster or take the mask off or put the mask on when they go into the restaurant and take it off when they sit down at the booth. Cause germs don't exist between there, or climate change caused fires, pay more money and Los Angeles won't burn. And it's like, I see you often. One of my favorite things about you, not to coddle too much, but like, is like you put your hand on your head like that. It's like that frustration that often, because it doesn't make any sense,
right?
Until you look at it deeper, and it's like, okay, I think that as we get creativity, we get our downloads, like we're not the only ones downloading something from somewhere. There has to be some yin or yang to this yin, or some contrast to this duality. But as far as the natural realm, personally, I feel like my frequency physically in my body right now, I feel like it's 2020. I actually the other day I stopped and paused and was like, I feel about 4 years younger. And I don't know why, because I, you know, with the stress of the last however many, I'm sure we've all aged a little bit, but I feel like I'm in a loop. And my current battle is trying to figure out how best to proceed with my work, because I don't always know if our job is to save the world or to build a new world, or if it's just to get people, like my personal philosophy is that I am in this world, but I am not of it. And I think a lot of us might be looking for the emergency exits as the building is on fire, figuratively and literally, and trying to help others find those same exits. Hopefully that kind of helps, but I really don't know at the heart of it. I want to believe that it's an overlay from something that existed. I want to believe in a hijacking, but there are certain things that have happened that I really don't know.
Okay, so I do want to unpack the idea of an overlay, and there are a few things I want to touch on, like specifically that ambivalence, which I felt it in my gut of like, do we help save the sleeping masses and try to stop, like the incoming tyranny and slave world, or is it too late and just focus on building the new, or none of those things and just like slip into meditation and like try to connect with samadhi for the rest of my breaths. It's interesting what you said about the 4 years, because I just interviewed Shane Sador yesterday and he was talking about time dilation technology that does exist, where it feels like 4 years have passed, but in fact, it's actually only been 4 minutes. And wouldn't that be lovely if we could just wake up from this nightmare and it wasn't even happening? But you said something that that clicked something in for me as far as this push for everyone to always have a cell phone, which I haven't been understanding. And I just came back from Boulder. The hotel I was staying at had nothing printed, like No restaurant menus, no amenities. Everything was like this QR code, this QR code. And I kept saying, I don't have that technology. I don't play that way. And they literally had no idea what to do with me. But as you're talking about building a fence, a frequency fence, that makes sense of why they would need everyone. And especially if we are buying into the idea of NPCs, empty shells without a soul, if we just need people to physically be carrying these devices that allow the frequencies to connect, to strengthen, to fortify, to transmit, to receive. Like when you were saying that, that really clicked in, like that makes more sense. And I often wonder, because more and more I see people acting like retarded lunatics, like they're just like stopped in the middle of an intersection for no reason. You know, we all see these videos of people like on the ground of a store, like playing like they're infants, or just weird behavior where, and I just keep thinking it's frequencies. They're running different frequencies through the technology that I think has been injected into their bloodstreams and just kind of playing around with things. Who's the they doing this and like why?
Yeah. So I think for myself, I'm starting to use the word the adversary a lot. Mm-hmm. I got really into a gentleman named Matt from a channel called Quantum Consciousness or Quantum of Consciousness. He's the guy with the cat Zara on his lap all the time. Mm-hmm. Full disclaimer, I agree with maybe I agree with like 25% of what he says. The rest of it, I don't. But his big thing, he calls it the not nilk. And that this not nilk adversary, it's like the when I look at it with using that as one of my puzzle pieces, and I look at the intentional drive to get us all to have this technology, why events play out the way they do, why numerology, you know, we always think like, oh, the Masons must be doing this thing because 33 isn't everything. Well, I've talked to Emily about this, where I said, you know, what if this place is simply a fake, I hate the word simulation because there's that one guy and the similar, he's to me ruined the simulation thing that no one will even consider a simulated reality that could physically look like something else. So I'm not saying it's a computer, mm-hmm. but that there are codes of the universe, an algorithmic process that you can fit into and everything flows. Now, this goes back to like when I talk about Wilhelm Reich, the idea of orgone energy, this harmony, everything flowing, like sitting in an orgone accumulator box and harnessing orgone into your body in order to cure cancer is based on the idea of taking in this energy that puts you back in alignment with everything else, that it's the way it is, or like the way God intended, if you want to mm-hmm. look at it from using God as a descriptor. And so looking at it that way, I think, okay, there's this adversary throwing it out of alignment. But in order to throw things out of alignment, I look around at everything that's being coded. And I think if I wanted to say, create a bunch of artificial trees and food and vegetation, I want to destroy the forest. I want to destroy what humans have that they claim to be natural or from the natural realm. I'm going to have to change a bunch of codes. And so it's like, oh, well, you know, we've been learning about all this stuff with the GMOs, and like people are like, oh, GMOs cause cancer. And I'm like, GMOs, I can't say it does or doesn't, but what I can say in my own opinion is it's deeper than that. It's mm-hmm. even deeper than that, because what it's doing is I think it's a code that is helping that whole overall adversary to throw that particular component of your life out of alignment. And it just chain reactions everything. So you get people that are so ass backwards. You get people that are rolling on the ground, barking like an animal, or children who think they're not in the right body. And you have, it's like, so you're injecting all the, injecting all these fake, or I should say false or unnatural or anti-life codes into mm-hmm. this system. And you have to, every time you do this, it's like you're putting a Band-Aid over a bullet hole, and now there's another hole you got to cover. It's like, it's like eventually the ship is going to collapse, or whatever right. it is, the analogy, I'm bouncing around analogies here, but you're putting a Band-Aid on something and creating another problem over here. So every time you fake something to make it work, because you're forcing all of this fake alignment that really doesn't go together, it wasn't created that way or meant to be that way. So you're shoehorning everything until you end up where we are now. Mm-hmm. Everything is just ass backwards. Mm-hmm. And I did mention this once to, I think I mentioned this to Emily about it, that like I have this theory, and I know people hate that word too now, I guess we can't say that one, but I like to call it sort of like the universal, it's the rule of deductive NPCing or whatever mm-hmm. I want to call it. But what it means is, like, let's say take 9/11. Mm-hmm. Let's say you have 100 people, you need to generate a certain amount of energy to produce the effect you want to control this realm. Mm-hmm. I'm going to scare the hell out of those 100 people with some traumatic event, and then I'm going to generate all that energy. But the thing is, the problem with that, as we've all learned recently, is that every so often, a few of those people in the sample group snap out of it because it's too much. It's too overwhelming. Like, there are people who realize because of 2020, they're like, wait a minute, you know, something ain't right. And then it chain reactions and it starts, you know, they start basically going downhill as far as, like, they're going to start learning stuff, and it's, you can't undo that damage.
Right.
So now the next time that you want to do something, I'm working from a sample size of, say, 95 to 97 people, but I still have to generate the same amount of misery to compete with this realm or to overshadow this realm, whatever. So I have to make the next thing so much more over the top in order to get the same amount of energy, but at the same time, two or three more people. It's too much, because it's like this, it's like the amount of energy you need to generate is also the event to accomplish that is too much for every single person in that group. Basically, what I'm saying is, over time, everything collapses, everything mm-hmm. falls apart. Mm-hmm. And so when I see something like the Los Angeles fires, and that's my whole point of this long-winded ramble, but that the fires are part of a process of generating energy for the next thing, and that these things will get over the top more and more and more and more, because as much as I can sometimes, like, you know, piss on this realm and say, like, I can be angry about things, or I can be disappointed in humans. We all have our days, our good or bad, and or you're not human, I think. But even when I think that, it's like, I would like to think that over time, it, the adversary, the not nilk, whatever they want to call it, is going to run out of that battery source to produce the effects necessary to continue doing all this. And it will slowly collapse, or maybe it's better to say there will be an equilibrium. I don't know exactly, but as far as the adversary that's doing it, I don't know exactly what it is, but I take my cue from the work of Wilhelm Reich in that it's otherworldly. It's mm-hmm. not human. That's how I see it. Parasitic. It's people who follow my work, or really anyone, I think, who busts towers uses the words. Like, when we see chemtrails, we call them the parasites. When we see them zapping the sky, we call them parasites. It's like, we don't need them, but they need us. To me, that's like the definite, like, when you need something else for your existence to even be, then you are, and you're feeding off of that, then you are a parasite. So. Mm-hmm.
It seems like, as I understand it, and I have no idea. I have no idea. But, like, as I understand, if they're feeding off of our fear, our louche, our negative energy, they need us to stay alive to keep generating their food source. Or is that accurate?
I think so. One thing I found interesting, and I don't know if you've experienced this over the last few days, but have you noticed your skies above you after the fires had been in effect for a few days? I'll say, have maybe the last 3 days, have you had bluer or clearer skies?
I'm looking right now. I have, and I did notice that fog blanket, you know, the week before. It was probably like 2 weeks before, we had it nonstop. And in my conspiratorial mind, you know, and I tend to think more locally, is like, oh, the fucktards want a ski season. So they're probably preparing to like engineer a snowstorm or something. I didn't realize, and I hadn't really thought about all of those kind of fog banks being connected, but I did also just come back from Boulder, and yeah, the skies were clear there. The skies are clear here. It looks like a normal, natural, organic 1978 day.
So a lot of emails I've had in the last, I'll say since Sunday, today's Tuesday, people saying like, it's really weird. Like since the like middle of the weekend, they've just had clear skies. And I don't know the answer to why, but it's one of these things I'm trying to pinpoint. I'm like, there's a commonality here. Right after Maui, right after Helene and Milton, it's just weird that like the skies are complete crap everywhere. Mm-hmm. Everyone's freaking out. It's super windy. There's a hurricane level wind everywhere. And then it's gone.
Right.
And then it's clear everywhere. And it's like, of course, well, whatever. It's a side note, but it grinds my gears when people think anybody like, you know, either Trump or whoever is out there, he got rid of chemtrails and whatever. It's, I think what it is that there is only so much, there's only so much hell you can create before you're going to need to recharge.
Right.
And going into that whole thing about the losing people each time you do something stupid to try and get their fear, you also get some attention. And so, it's just been an interesting pattern. And those are the things that I'm constantly looking at, because most people who, people write to me and sometimes I swear they think they invented the chemtrail and they're not looking at a bigger picture. I don't mean that to be arrogant. I mean that in that most people, I think they tend to look up when the sky is filled with crap, or they tend to look up when it's a beautiful sunny day. So they've got their two extremes. It's like, what the hell's happening? Pandemonium, or life is beautiful and I'm in bliss. Mm-hmm. And if for me, I have videos and presentations and everything I've done over the years to show, you know, I record the sky every day, and I record the sky when I'm making a cloud buster. I record the sky when I'm changing channels on weird little, I've got an arsenal around my orgone compound, and I have taken it upon myself to gift and grid the entire city in which I live. Mm-hmm. And really the valley around here. And so like to try and get those reactions, to try to see what's different, to see what changes. And so putting all that together, I got on a tangent, but as far as the things like the fog and this energy and everything, I apologize, because I totally got on the tangent about that and lost my train of thought.
You started off with, are the skies more clear?
Oh, yeah. So like there are so many of these varying things. There are certain wisps that go through the sky like needles. There are the popcorn stuff, the stuff that looks like grill marks. What I see a lot, and this is from busting towers or gifting towers. If you go up into the mountains and live in an area with mountains, you know, you generally will find tower arrays on top of all those mountains. I cannot prove this entirely beyond until someone does the exercises themselves. It's the only way to really prove anything is to do it yourself. But I know when I venture to an area and we gift these areas with, you know, say earth pipes or general organite pyramids, whatever, then when you go back down to the, like in the valley, and you look up and you see like those white canopies, you can see outward where all the towers are on the mountains in every direction. You can almost see like white, it's like a hand, all these hands reaching out to build this canopy directly over you. And so after you gift those areas, that hand that was coming from that area, well, that just coincidentally is no longer there. But what you do notice is that now all of a sudden you're reading in the newspaper, oh, new towers going up over here, and they've got, and then now we're seeing hands coming from over there, or we're seeing, you know, I put devices in my house. I have a bunch of, and people can see these, all of this is on my social media, but I have like rotating devices, little turntables, mm-hmm. that I put chembusters on them. I put like these harmonizers and pyramids and anything I've got blasting and electronic. I use electronic frequencies all the time. And as I move things to different positions in conjunction with the sky, I notice that, oh, the chemtrail patterns are changing. It's like they just magically change directions. Like they're filling in a gap over here because we popped a hole of this blue sky right through that white crap.
Right.
And so there are just so many varying degrees of what the sky can look like.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not even just planes. It's a varying level of all these different frequencies, the sunrises and the sunsets being blocked, the sun changing color. And I'm sure you're probably as familiar. I mean, I know I've heard you guys talk about it, the magenta. Like I'm sure there's no coincidence that T-Mobile in 2022, I think it was the Super Bowl, maybe 23, announced this great new program, Magenta Status. And so the largest cell phone provider in the world, and that has all those commercials with the magenta, it's like there's a code in magenta.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting that all of this Northern Lights stuff over the last year, I have yet to see it in Arizona.
Same.
They're magenta. They're not green.
Right.
And as a somewhat I'm a self-promoted artist. I do work with a lot of color and in graphic design. Like, you know, one way you can make emerald green out of regular green is with like pink or magenta.
Mm-hmm.
And when you slowly start to remove the green from that, you get magenta back. And so I'm like, when I see something like the Northern Lights that looks to me, I'm just like, well, that's weird. It happened right after Helene. I'm sure there's no coincidence there.
Right.
Then I see the magenta and think, are they removing the green that was normally in the Northern Lights, that it's becoming less and less green? And I think of green as a positive color. I don't like magenta really. Because of what I think it is entailing as far as this realm, but it's just, those are the types of things that I look at as this puzzle piece so that I'm not completely distracted by the shiny shit on the news that's the guy with the blowtorch or Gavin Newsom dropping the ball on emptying reservoirs.
Right.
So
I want to understand you correctly, and I'm going to make a comparison. So I don't believe in germ theory. I've been terrain theory girl for decades, which is why I take care of my body the way that I do. So when they pulled the FOVID op, I was just like, whatever, like I'm a healthy person, I don't care. And I remember coming down with some sort of illness that seemed to be that thing. And in my mind, I was like, well, I use the self-checkout at Whole Foods, so maybe some frequency was directed at me from the self-checkout machine. And I was running this idea by my psychic. I hear myself. I realize I sound like an LA nut job, but that's okay.
Not at all.
And she was like, Danny, they don't have to do that. All they have to do is flip a switch, just like turn a dial. So when you're talking about the frequency fence, is that what you mean? And as far as like, they don't need directed energy weapons at this point, given the kind of buildup of frequency that they have in California, where they could just like send a specific code through the ethers and all of a sudden everything is in flames?
Kind of. The idea, so I agree with, I think I agree exactly with what you're saying as far as the germ stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I am aware for anyone who's ever suffered from Morgellons, people, they get so mad at me with that in email. I believe it's a thing, but as far as putting something in the sky, it has to be in certain patterns and follows astrology and follows all these other energetic connotations. I'm like, I don't know that it's a dust. I would more likely believe that they are turning us into, well, we already are a type of antenna.
Mm-hmm.
And because of little experiments like using organite around water to structure water and to get these, you know, the vortex patterns, or to watch how all the animals who rely on frequency for their migratory patterns, to watch how they react. But I am big on the butterflies, the birds, the bees, hummingbirds, things that rely on frequency.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, why do they love organite? anyone with, if you're ever anyone listening to this who has bees, who does honey and whatever, has a bee, what do you call them? Hives, farms, whatever.
Beekeeper.
Beekeeper, thank you. Or Orgonite. Because people are always bitching, where are these things at? I'm like, come to my freaking yard, because they're all here. And so but these energies, I think living in the bubble, things are uploaded and downloaded into us. I don't know exactly on the whole what happened over the last few years, but I don't have any reason for myself and my own approach to this stuff. I have no reason to believe there is such a thing as a virus. And I've read Tom Cowan's work, and I've got the contagion stuff. And like, his work was one of the first connections I made to the possibility that, like, when I hear people say they have the, you know what, mm-hmm. I say, oh, they got frequency attacked, or they got frequency poisoning. I won't even say radiation poisoning, mm-hmm. because we know that there's also a can of worms with what we know as modern day, you know, there's a lot of people who will debate the nuclear ideas and nuclear weapons and radiation and all that. Gamma rays in a cancer treatment ward are obviously going to kill you. But the natural radioactive elements, I think there's a bigger puzzle piece there. I don't know enough about it to go into it exactly, but I do know that, again, looking at Wilhelm Reich's work, and I don't know anyone else who ever talks about this, he was onto something with life energy and nuclear energy, and that you can essentially neutralize radiation with harnessing orgone. People could, the theory, potentially people who are high vibratory or have all that life force could essentially neutralize radiation and radioactivity. So, and then on top of that, you can also, we always hear about why people die. It's like, I don't believe anything. And the story, even about the one who got me into this work, or is why my existence here on Earth is, Wilhelm Reich, I don't even buy the story of why he died, because I think he was on to most likely taking etheric, the ether, what we cannot see with our own eyes, taking it and harnessing it into free perpetual energy. And so, which is another can of worms and whatever. But essentially what you're saying, the thing with the self-checkout, that's, to me, when I hear you say that, I am so happy, not that you would have gotten sick, but that you would see, okay, wait a minute. Because it's kind of like when you hear someone say, like, oh yeah, I got sick at work. Oh, well, Sheila was sick at work. And I'm like, we always think we got sick from someone else, instead of thinking maybe we all got sick in the same location. Because of another factor that was there. Right. And some people do say that, but then they still go into the, oh, we were probably sprayed with a powder. We breathed something in. I'm like, I don't know, but I hear people say this as they're just completely tech obsessed, living in a bubble. And, you know, I'm like, you're wearing an aura ring. It's like, they don't call stuff for no reason at all. They know what they're doing. So
it is crazy to me how many people I know who, you know, they have a Berkey filter, they spin their water, they have their own infrared sauna, they would never inject themselves, and they're wearing an aura ring. I'm like, what? Why are you doing this? That does it for the first half of my conversation with Mitch, the orgone donor. As you are inspired to tune in to the second half, you can find that on both my Locals and Patreon communities. Those addresses are dannycats.locals.com and patreon.com/dannycats. At both communities, for as little as $5 a month, you get access to all of my second half conversations, plus oodles of bonus content, plus all those warm, fuzzy, gratifying feelings that come along with supporting a content creator, cancel, clear, delete, with supporting a woman who sometimes puts out podcasts, interviews, and videos in Keepin' On, Keepin' On. Also reminding you to sign up for my newsletter at dannycats.com. That does it. Thank you so much for sharing your sacred attention with me. Thank you for remembering that every word matters, that you are omniscopic amazingness. I will see you over on the Locals and the Patreon. Have a rockin' day.